to find out if Tim's shit actually works. Cool.
That's a bad sign.
I say, I'm not going to tell you.
Cool.
His well, you didn't tell us.
You didn't, yeah.
Not exactly.
But hey, Tim's shit is still performing better than the Philadelphia Eagles. Live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
WildTalkRadio.com.
The following program is not intended for children. It contains mild language, violence, sexual innuendo, wink, wink, brief nudity, and deals with mature themes that some may find offensive. Parental discretion is advised.
Talk Radio Network presents to you the evolution of online pro wrestling sports entertainment.
Do you expect me to talk?
Wrestle Talk Radio.
I must be dreaming.
Bringing to you everything in the world of professional wrestling.
I think you got a point.
With your hosts, Tim Stein.
James Bond.
The Omega.
I can assure you my intentions are strictly honorable.
And the producer, Sir Rocket.
Are you having lunch at the White House too?
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Is that clever?
And on the free TuneIn app on your mobile device.
You know much about guns, Mr. Bond?
No, I know a little about women.
I don't care much for redheads. Terrible temper.
Well, we can't all be geniuses, can we?
Who are you?
Bond. James Bond.
What's a nice girl like you doing in a place like this?
How do you feel about me?
A martini, shaken and stirred.
What I did this evening was for king and country. Perhaps we can have dinner together.
The bed's too small.
I'm flattered. My dear uncooperative Domino.
How do you know that?
It's on the bracelet on your ankle.
So, what sharp little eyes you've got.
Wait till you get to my teeth.
WTR Sunday night.
Very kind of you to spare me so much of your time.
Welcome, everyone, to another edition of WTR Sunday Night Live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. As always, we are trying to be consistent now.
We have a full month worth of shows planned for everybody.
We actually planned shows.
I mean, I've planned shows.
Rock has planned shows.
Yeah.
We're just here to react to his plan.
Yes. Yes.
So let's see if we actually follow the plan. Ha ha. This is the Omega, the be-all, end-all of our network. Joining me tonight, obviously, Sir Rockin.
I'm kind of here. I'm kind of laughing at my football team.
To be fair, everyone's laughing at your football team.
We're playing the Cowboys, who are also playing really, really bad. It's a battle of two bad teams, and it's just some of the worst football you have ever seen.
Sports. And, of course, the one who has to actually make sure we follow the plan, so good fucking luck there. The one and only Tim Stein.
Yeah, I'm kind of here. I'm kind of laughing at both Philadelphia Eagles and the Dallas Cowboys.
Everyone
the only
is.
One not watching this game.
Everyone's
I think
laughing.
The intern's watching the game.
Yeah, he's watching there, laughing
through,
just like we are.
Tears, maybe.
Actually, not right now. He probably doesn't have tears. He might have a little stress and nervousness.
No, he's given up. No, he's given up on his team.
Oh, he's given up. Okay.
Yeah. The last comment I got from him was, ha, 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 what the fuck?
Well, that's a good question. I mean, like, you could ask that question of both these teams. This is some sloppy sports ball.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, dude.
I said, welcome to NFC East 2020. This is
what that is. Yeah. And, yeah. Welcome to the very first edition of WTR Sunday Night for November 2020. Good evening, everybody. Thank you all for joining us. Feel free to get active in the chat. I'm there. Rock's there. We let Omega know what you say. And so he's there vicariously. Right?
I'm there in spirit.
There you go. You're there in spirit.
Wait, and okay, wait. If he's there in spirit, which member of the spirit squad are you?
Buffy. You see what I did there?
Asking me to remember the spirit squad. I don't even remember which one Dolph was.
Kenny.
Nikki. Because he's Nick Nemeth.
You can be Kenny.
Full of potential and then just the bust.
There you go.
That's Kenny.
So anyway, yeah, officially welcome to WTR Sunday Night, officially. Thanks again, once again, for, you know, joining us and stuff like that. We're glad that you're here. We really are. Want to let you know that, we're brought to you by manscaped.com. It's a complete line of men's personal grooming products, including the Lawnmower 3.0, ball toner, body wash, nail grooming kits, and more. Just head on over to manscaped.com. And when you, place your order, use the promo code WTRLive. That'll get you 20% off plus free shipping. Manscaped.com. Your balls will thank you. And I would like to take this time to wish a happy belated birthday to two very dedicated, listeners. They are now young adults. So happy belated birthday to Tommy and to Blaine, listening with their mom.
I never promised cookies.
Lindsay, what are you talking about? I thought you were supposed to bring the cookies. Linz, come on.
She's sus. Very sus. Think she
apparently you're a liar.
I think she vented.
Well, wait a second. If you went onto the website and then you got into the chat room on twitch.tv/WTRLive, then you got cookies. Might not be the kind you were expecting, wanting, or hoping for, but they're in your computer, right?
I'm just going to save us.
Time now for some Wrestle Talk Radio quick hits. That's right. It's that part of the show where our panel answers rapid-fire questions. Step up to the plate for some Wrestle Talk Radio quick hits.
So in recent weeks, we've seen Mustafa Ali put in the position of leader of Retribution. Guys, how has he fared so far?
Is this a trick question?
No, it's a serious question. How has he fared as leader of Retribution?
I think the Titanic had a better leader.
Ooh.
You sure?
Okay, they've been, what, 0-4 on TV?
Mm-hmm.
He has done exactly what besides run away from the Hurt Business?
I mean, he led his team to a losing streak. He led his team into battle against a Fiend 4-on-1 and lost. So his team is following him, so he is leading them in a direction.
Yeah, so is the coach of the Cowboys. It doesn't mean it's a good direction.
He's got you there.
Did I say it was good? I just asked how has he fared so far?
And you spelled it wrong, by the way.
Literally the only thing that's gone right is they connected him to the SmackDown.
Oh my god, this team sucks. Continue.
Could carry that over and not lose that plot thread. That's about the only good thing that has been done with this so far. Retribution is an absolute joke, and Mustafa is just criminally underused, but you also have to, you know, use him now that you're using him.
Saw a picture earlier today from SmackDown a year ago. It had, like, Roman in the ring and Hogan in the ring. It had Shorty G, and it had Mustafa Ali in the ring together. It was right around Survivor Series time. So is he in a better spot than he is? Is he in a better spot now or then?
Oh, boy.
You know, one time associated with Hulk Hogan and Roman Reigns, so.
But now he has Slapjack and T-Bar, so. But Omega, things may be changing.
Are they?
Mustafa Ali tweeted today, tomorrow on Raw, I turn this ship around. But I don't want you to change. I want you to continue to ignore the warning. I want you to continue having no faith in us. After all,
okay.
Having no faith in us is what made us in the first place.
You still didn't actually do anything, so okay.
It's a very strong attempt to actually give direction to a faction that they brought into WWE with no fucking direction.
I mean, I think it all went downhill when they got contracts because they went from outlaws to just part of the team. And then they got drafted.
So every fight they get into on Raw and SmackDown should be unsanctioned?
Yeah.
It's not a bad idea.
They were outlaw rebels.
They should have always been outside invaders. They should never be under contract.
This is true.
I mean, at least made sense when Nexus was given contracts because they were part of the company at one point.
Yeah. Like, you burned down our power transformer. You've been attacking us and, you know, assailing us and ruining our shows. You tore up our ring. You want a job?
That'll teach you.
Well, who knew all you needed to do to be hired by the biggest wrestling company in the world was to be a vandal?
Sounds like the Canadian federal government. Oh, my God.
So we all in consensus that they haven't fared so well?
Well, the team, the group, the faction, whatever the fuck you want to call it, it's just directionless, it's aimless, it's pointless. There was no real valid solid hardcore reason for all of these unknown and no names to show up. As far as how is Mustafa doing as the leader of these guys? Well, he's doing great as the leader of these guys. Just absolutely fan bloody tastic. Now, what the hell are you leading? And what the hell is the point?
They want change.
Well, they got contracts now, so they've got change.
What are they, union members?
Ooh, can't talk about unions and wrestlers, Tim.
Yeah, no U word. You can't bring up the U word.
Right now, that's a touchy subject.
We'll get our Twitch channel taken away. What are you doing?
True. Please come back, people. Please. it's only been a day, but we missed some of you on Twitch.
Oh, yeah.
Oh. So, yeah. By the way, I wrote this question 3 weeks ago in the hopes that he would have done something. We saw how that fared. All right. So this year, WWE has brought back both Halloween Havoc and the Great American Bash. It's a part of the NXT brand. If you guys could bring back an event from the past, which one would you bring back, Omega?
Taboo Tuesday.
Why?
Man, we ain't gonna talk about Taboo Tuesday.
I'm not supposed to be talking about Taboo Tuesday.
That's literally the only reason why. I wanted to hear both of you make the reference. That only we understand.
Uh-huh.
But that is why we are family.
Yeah.
Lindsay might get it, but only from a distance.
I'm trying to think, like, what other, like, there should be, like, other, like, kitschy, like, WWE, WCW pay-per-view events that, like, should be viable. Like, they're doing everything in Florida, and outdoor venues are much safer these days, so let's do a bash at the beach.
God damn you, Omega. That was mine.
Well, start thinking.
No, I'm sticking with Bash at the Beach. I want that come back in January.
Sadly, they do not hold the trademark for Bash at the Beach.
Who the hell does?
Well, you said, Tim, and I'm going to quote you here, that it should be in January in Maine. Well, you got part of that correct. AEW held Bash at the Beach this past January, just in Florida. Yes, AEW ran Bash at the Beach.
So you have to let your trademark expire.
So it doesn't have to be Bash at the Beach. How about the Smack at the Shore?
Smack at the Shore. Just so long as it's not a December to remember.
The Clash at the Coast. Just work the onomatopoeia. Or just work the, work the alliteration. That's all you need. That people get it.
No one wants to see WWE uncensored.
Oh, I mean, everything is uncensored because they won't let us do anything that would be censored.
True. I'm trying to think of other WCWs. They've done Starcade as house shows.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fall Brawl.
You think WCW ones would be fun?
I mean, Fall Brawl, that's
See, but that's just the name, you know? Like, Halloween Havoc had a theme to it. Bash at the Beach has a theme to it. You know, there's not a whole lot in the repertoire that would actually have things like that.
No, I got it. WWE sold out, everything's black and white.
Everything's sponsored by Skittles.
You just can't see them.
Taste the rainbow.
So, any other, how about, WWE Living Dangerously?
Living Dangerously, barely legal, like, there wasn't a whole lot of, like, kitschy ECW, like, pay-per-views. There wasn't really any, like, oh, well, that means this is happening. They were just all, like, really, like, super aggressive names.
Yeah, so I guess we're sticking with Taboo Tuesday, because it's Taboo Tuesday.
Yes, and we didn't talk about it.
Armageddon, Lindsay says.
What about the Super Brawl?
Lindsay, we're living it. It's 2020.
Vote, everyone, vote.
Seriously, what about Super Brawl?
I mean, it has the history of bringing back a name, but it has no theme to it.
No. Give it a theme.
And the Sucktitude continues as the Cowboys miss the field goal.
Maybe Starcade.
They've done that as a house show to do ticket sales, and then they put an hour of it on the network.
They literally just did it as a house show so they could secure a trademark.
Mm-hmm. That way Cody couldn't get it.
Mm-hmm. No Slamboree?
These days Slamboree would, I think it sounds a little bit too much like Slammiversary.
I don't know, every time I think of Slamboree, I expect to see Jeff Jarrett somewhere with a guitar.
I expect the same thing for Slammiversary.
So let's stick with Impact Wrestling. This week, the main event segment featured a wedding. We all know everyone loves a good wrestling wedding.
Shut up.
And it ended up with the groom being shot. Yes. Who shot John E. Bravo?
Yeah, the 1980s called in JR's pissed. So, JR Ewing, not Jim Ross.
So, and Jim Ross is probably pissed too. I mean, listen to him talk. Anyway, what is your favorite wrestling wedding moment? Oh my God.
Is there a wrestling wedding moment I liked?
I don't know. You tell me.
I'm trying to think.
I mean, the ODBEY wedding was really good.
Most wrestling weddings are shit.
The Billy and Chuck wedding where Eric Bischoff said, did somebody say 3 minutes?
You know, strangely enough, that's the one that popped in my head first, just because I remember going to that segment going, wow, I did not realize that was Eric Bischoff under all that makeup.
So, speaking of that, they told a really good story on WWE Untold about The Undertaker, who we're going to talk about in the second segment. And that Randy's talking about how they did this makeup for Bischoff and how everyone thought it was really good, right? For the wedding segment. And then they hired that guy back to do Cowboy Bob's makeup for when they were feuding with The Undertaker, and everyone still knew it was Cowboy Bob.
It was the way he walked.
No, but it was by the makeup, everyone could tell.
Well, maybe it was the cast.
Did he take the cast off?
He was not wearing a cast at that point.
Finally healed up.
You have a favorite wrestling wedding moment, Tim?
There's only one wrestling wedding that was any good at all, and that was Miss Elizabeth and Randy Savage. Yeah.
I mean, I can't fault that. I was like,
I mean, that was a wedding. That one, you know.
Yeah, but the close second would have to be, if you got to pick this shit, it'd be Triple H and Steph driving through the drive-through chapel in Vegas with Steph
knocked out. Stephanie. Yeah.
Yep. Couldn't do that nowadays.
Couldn't do half the shit nowadays. Let's be real. But then the second wedding between Hunter and Steph was really good too, where he, you know, called her out on her shit.
Well, their storyline divorce.
Yeah, that was the start of it. It was the vow renewal ceremony where she was lying about being pregnant.
Yeah. Well, that one bit just stuck with me. It was hilarious. Just absolutely had me laughing my ass off. How she was impugning his manhood and his comeback. Even a 747 looks small flying through the Grand Canyon. It's one of the funniest fucking things I ever heard in wrestling. That had nothing to do with wrestling.
Nothing to do with wrestling, but it was a moment that has stuck out to you and you still remember
it. It's just one of the greatest comebacks ever. Because I don't know what it is. And I don't know if you guys ever experienced it, either personally, well, you haven't, Rock, or third hand. Every time a man and a woman break up or they get into fights or whatever, the woman always has to attack the man's manhood and say stuff about it being inadequate.
You know, Steph, maybe it was not so much that it was the game that was short. Maybe it was that the field I was playing on was just too damn big.
No, no! What in the world?
I don't know what you mean by that.
You don't know what I mean? Let me tell you what I mean.
No, don't. No, Please don't. Sarah, listen, these crude, crass people.
Let me tell you what I mean. Let me make it a little more clear for you. You see, Steph, even a 747 looks small when you're flying it into the Grand Canyon.
What in the world?
Yeah, that's the one. I can't believe you dug that up.
I have it. It's listed as 747 in my files.
Shit. But, yeah. I mean, like I was saying, women seem to, that just seems to be a given that a woman is going to do that when you're on the outs with her. And guys keep trying to think of some kind of a comeback. That is the retort. That's it. I mean, mic drop, if that was on Twitter, then he won Twitter.
Okay.
It was just priceless.
So moving on. Matt Riddle is now Riddle. What's the dumbest name change that has ever taken place in wrestling, Tim?
Oh, God. There have been so many dumb ones.
But what's your favorite dumb one?
I don't have a favorite dumb one.
Pick one.
I'm having a hard time doing that. Ask Omega.
Omega.
There's two that jump to my head immediately. And the one has already been mentioned. It's Shorty G.
But hey, he's Gable.
It's working.
Chad Gable now.
Back, yep.
He got it back.
Gable again. And the other one that jumped to my head was Brian Kendrick going back to Spanky in the WWE.
People were mad when Cesaro lost Antonio. I think everyone's okay with Cesaro now.
Cesaro is at least a more unique name to hear.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't really like, Antonio Cesaro is fine, but like I'm not like losing any sleep over just Cesaro because yeah, that's a standout name enough. Riddle's not a standout name by itself.
But on Google it is.
Hey, you call someone Riddle, I expect them to be wearing a green suit with question marks on it.
Wait, you never know. That could be his outfit Monday.
You know, the really bad gimmick changes. Kerwin White is one.
Ooh.
Yeah, that one made you grimace.
Speaking of shit you can never get away with now, you barely got away with it then.
Yep. Reverend Devon.
That wasn't so bad.
Yeah.
It was the gimmick. It wasn't the name change.
Okay. Like
Reverend Devon just played off of what he did with the Dudley Boys.
Oh, my brother, testify. And they say, hey, you know what? You should play Reverend. Okay. What do I do? Say, oh, my brother, testify. Okay. Oh, here's one for you. The Repo Man. Poor Barry Darso.
How about the Red Rooster?
Have you ever felt worse for anybody than you did for Terry Taylor?
I mean, you mean besides Chad Gable?
Go back in time. What about Akeem?
Oh, that one popped in my head. One man gang is cool.
No.
That works. Akeem, the African Dream, because we have to make fun of Dusty.
I got one for you. A failure that got transformed into a success with the subsequent change. The Ringmaster.
Well, you see, that was stunning Steve Austin and turning him to the Ringmaster.
Yeah.
That was bad. So the Ringmaster itself, there's just no character or personality. There's nothing that stands out about that name.
What about Goldust Brother Stardust?
See, I almost go with Stardust. Like, he hated it, but he embraced it. Like, he ran with it. He gave it a fair chance.
Wasn't that like part of the beginning of the end between Cody and WWE?
Oh, I mean, obviously.
Yeah.
It's like, here's all this stuff that you're really good and you've got a lot of potential, but we're actually going to just make you a carbon copy of your brother who never made it out of the mid card.
Yeah.
Speaking of Cody, he recently mentioned that the AEW TNT championship is the championship in wrestling. Does calling the TNT championship the championship in wrestling undervalue their world championship, Tim?
Are you kidding?
No, I'm dead serious.
Every promotion out there has a world title, which by default makes a world title a bit generic, don't you think?
Yes and no.
Hey, there's lots of world champions. Let's be fair here. It's not just a wrestling belt.
Yeah, all right. But, like AEW with their world championship. But their TNT title, it's specific to AEW. Other companies have had U.S. titles or intercontinental titles or whatever. Right? So, never mind the world title, I think the TNT championship title is the championship in AEW.
Is it though? It's more like it's the secondary belt.
Well, it's the mid, you know, to me, as far as I'm concerned, it's the mid-tier belt, but it's the identifier.
But he says it's the championship in wrestling.
Who's holding it right now?
Cody.
Bingo.
No shit.
I never, that makes it a little obvious, doesn't it?
That's just a little too biased, don't you think?
No shit.
Dick Tracy.
Megan, do you have a thought?
I mean, I don't really take, like, umbrage with it. I mean, we put a lot of reverence on the Intercontinental belt because it's the workhorse title. The Intercontinental titles, you know, usually.
Historically,
the workhorse title. I mean, historically, it's defended and fought for a lot more than the world championship. You know, and it's the belt where you prove yourself. You know,
it's the elevation belt.
Yeah. Don't you miss those days?
Hell yeah.
But that's more a vibe I get out of that. It's like that's where my head takes it is, you know, it's a belt for proving yourself rather than, you know, the world title, which depending on who's holding it can be either like a proof of greatness or a fantasy bauble.
So there you go. All right. We finished quick hits. It's time for the all time greatest.
Who's the man? Who's the man?
It's time for another WTR original.
I am the greatest.
All-time greatest.
Well, whoop the freaking do!
Help us decide what the greatest intro, submission move, or even greatest title run ever truly is.
I hope I score.
Interact with us in the real-time chat and find out who or what will end up being the all-time greatest.
Stop us now! We're doing female characters, but we should say all-time greatest is presented by Manscaped.com. Go to Manscaped.com right now. Use code WTRLOUD to save 20% off and get free shipping. Your balls will thank you.
But what if I want a nose hair trimmer?
You can get that too.
But what if I want 20% off and free shipping on my nose hair trimmer?
Use code WTRLOUD.
Well, gee, my balls are saying thank you for my nose hair trimmer.
You can do balls command in chat.
Never mind.
What?
What?
I'm just promoting the command in chat. Gives all
well,
the details.
Yeah, Anubis Ash hit that before you said it, so.
Okay, cause it's in the title of the stream. Anyway.
There you go.
And he listens when I promote the command on other shows. We have a doozy matchup for the first one tonight. Stephanie McMahon, Miss Elizabeth.
Oh, for Christ's sakes. No, I'm not going first.
Tim, you spoke up. You go first.
I said no. I'm not going first.
No, you go first. You spoke up. You know how this works.
It's a tie.
Cannot be a tie.
All right, then Stephanie gets 6 votes. Miss Elizabeth gets a half a dozen.
Again, cannot be a tie.
Fuck. I have got to, in all honesty, and I'm kicking myself for this, but just because of what she has done since she came of age and got her hands on a little bit of control of WWE, I gotta give it to Steph by like a nose hair. And I hate to do it, but it's gotta be her.
It's female character. Stephanie is a very versatile performer. You put her in a situation, she'll do it. Miss Elizabeth, she was pigeonholed for a while as one thing. She tried the heel thing. It didn't really work in the NWO. She was more, you know, your typical babyface.
Yeah, but she was the prototype. She opened up some of those doors that the women after her began kicking open.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. She was iconic. Not an iconic, but she was iconic. However, yeah, it's just, you know, barely I'm giving it, just stuff nosing it.
Is it Hunter's nose she's nosing it with?
That just sounds like a really weird, never mind. I'm not even going to finish that.
Omega?
Stephanie McMahon easily. No. Miss Elizabeth has great moments, but yeah, like longevity, versatility. I've had moments where I absolutely loved what Stephanie was bringing to the table. And then in the exact same promo, she made me hate her guts all over again. She's gotten really fucking good. Also, I don't think Miss Elizabeth would ever have the spine to step into the ring with Ronda Rousey. So she's also, it also means a lot to me that she's willing to do things like that.
There you go.
Mandy Rose and Taryn Terrell. Oh my god.
Taryn's not done a lot. I will admit she's not done a lot in my brain. I'm trying to like remember, like, cause she had a run in TNA. Her run in WWE was just, non-existent.
Her WWE run wasn't even great, but her TNA run was actually pretty good. She grew as a performer in TNA.
The stuff with Mandy is like, I feel like Mandy's been underused in WWE. She's had moments, there were elements that you could do something with, but WWE is a publicly traded company, so they've been hesitant to pull the trigger on things like that. Like, she had a lot of things to pitch with Sonya that they wanted to do, and every one of them got shot down. The Otis thing was good. Like, the Otis thing was good. They've all completely sabotaged that now. So, I mean, I guess I have to give it to Terrell, just because, like, Mandy's just not really had any standout moment yet. I feel like every time she's had something given to her, they've squandered it before it had a chance.
Tim?
Well, like, kind of sort of have to echo what Omega just said. They haven't really given her all that much of a chance. Taryn Terrell, like, her biggest thing was at one point in time, she was the longest reigning title holder in TNA history with the Knockouts title. What was it? Almost 300 days? Something like that?
She held it for a long time.
Yeah. And right up until, I think it was just last year, she was the longest ever title holder. She wasn't in WWE for a complete cup of coffee. It was like maybe an espresso. But yeah, I gotta give it to, the girl we used to call Tiffany.
Tegan Knox and Ruby Riott. Oh my god. By the way, it's a match I would wanna see.
Yeah, I would go with that. These I would almost put on par with each other. Cause I like Ruby and I like Tegan, but again, I feel like neither one of them has had that little breakout moment. Like, even with the Riott Squad. the Riott Squad lost a lot more than they won. They never really accomplished a lot. Mm-hmm. I would think I'd have to go just on maybe personal preference alone, but I don't know, maybe I'm just edge up on, fuck. I don't like how much this one makes me think. I'll go with Tegan.
Tim?
Yeah, no, I gotta pick Tegan. I do want to see the two go head to head, but I don't know. I just get the feeling that, they're not really giving Ruby a huge chance to do much of anything.
And our final one of the night, it's gonna be a real struggle. Aaliyah and Ivory.
Oh shit.
Tim?
Lita versus Ivory.
Aaliyah.
Aaliyah.
Oh, Aaliyah. I thought you said Lita.
No, no.
That'd be over quick.
Yeah. So you got, Tim, Aaliyah or Ivory?
Well, just because of my history with her, I'm picking Ivory.
Omega?
That's pretty easy, Ivory.
Yeah. That will do it for the all-time greatest. We're going to break.
That being said, everybody, get yourself a refreshment, borrow use of something, visit the facilities, whatever you got to do. Just make sure you're back here in a few, because we got more coming up just for you.
Are you following us on twitch.tv/WTRLive? Do you have Amazon Prime? If so, you can link it to your Twitch account and subscribe to our Twitch channel for free with Twitch Prime. It's the easiest way to help support us for free. Thursday nights, it is the experience known as The Rack.
Hey, we love to say poop. I don't know. In the truck, can we say boobs?
We need to get a check.
Hey, Sue.
We need to get a check on boobs.
We need a check on boobs. Please, can you say boobs?
We have boobs. A thumbs up on boobs or a thumbs down.
Boobs are okay.
Any standards and practices people hear? Is boobs acceptable? I like boobs. You guys like boobs?
Well, boobs are okay with me.
Apparently, Hunter likes boobs, so are we good with boobs?
Yeah.
Listen to The Rat, Thursday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern, right here at wildtalkradio.com and rackradioshow.com.
Every Monday night, get caught up with everything that happens on Monday Night Raw with the Raw Post Show.
Suplex City, bitch!
From the big returns...
Maybe I have one more ass-kicking left in. I thought to myself, maybe I have one badass spear left in me. Then I thought to myself, maybe I have one last devastating jackhammer in me. So, Brock Lesnar, not only does that mean that you're next, but most importantly, it means, Brock Lesnar, you're last!
To the shocking moment.
First off, thank you so much for that. Yeah, what's up, Detroit?
And the moments that leave you speechless.
You know, Chris, if you're going to put something on that list, why don't you start with that terrible scarf of yours? I mean, while I'm looking at you, you can add those rinky-dink tattoos on there, your tacky little haircut, your creepy mustache, and how about those trunks, Sparkle Crotch?
What?
Sparkle Crotch. They're sparkly. Rhinestones all over the place. Sparkle Crotch. Go ahead, get it on the list, write it down. Sparkle Crotch.
I'm going to say this one time. I am not Sparkle Crotch!
It's the Raw Post Show, Monday nights, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
What is the greatest of all time? Saturday nights. We decide... from sports, video games, movies, and even the X-rated. You help us decide what is the greatest of all time. It is the Greater Than Great Debate, a part of your Saturday night.
Event.
CB Radio. Saturday night. Midnight to Houston. On the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Did you know you can use support a creator code ROCKINSOCK in the Fortnite item shop? That's on ROCKNSOCK in the Fortnite item shop. Hashtag ad because we are a hashtag epic partner.
What's up? This is WWE Superstar The Miz, and you are listening to Wild Talk Radio Network, and it is awesome.
Welcome back, WTR Sunday Night. Don't forget, everybody, tonight's show is brought to you by Manscaped.com. Head to the website, place your order, use the promo code WTRLive, get 20% off your order plus free shipping. Hey, I hate to say it, Christmas is just a month and a half away. Get a Christmas present for yourself or a significant other.
Yeah, it really is a good idea.
We haven't even got the pumpkin off the porch, and you're already bringing up Christmas.
Omega, I've watched this football game tonight. There was the Lowe's commercial promoting Christmas.
Yeah.
I was sent a link this morning on a gift to buy for Christmas.
Okay, I'll tell you how pissed off I am about this, even though I mentioned that, you know, Christmas is coming up. In September, they were putting Christmas decorations up in the Dollarama, for fuck's sakes. In September!
Anyway, welcome back, everybody.
That's before Canadian Thanksgiving, for Christ's sakes.
And that's not even a real thing. So.
It is the only real thing.
It's been a hot minute since we've done this segment. We're bringing back the WTR roundtable.
Doom, 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 doomy, doomy, doom.
This would be the roundtable. Anthony Dancy roundtable with no intro.
Doom, 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 doomy, doomy, doom.
Dun, 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 with no intro. Dun, 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 dun.
Omega, can we keep that?
I hate you all.
It's been a hot minute.
Since he's heard that.
Since he's heard
be
that.
Be a hotter one?
No, no.
Maybe we'll come up with an intro.
No, that intro is the best intro we've got. We're going to continue to stick with that intro.
He will hate you forever.
Hey, the intern's in that intro as well. It's a combination effort.
Yeah, when did he add his stuff?
A while back. I made that in 2013. It's been a hot minute, like I said.
That intro is 7 years old.
Yeah.
And so was Omega when he made it. Sorry, Omega.
Anyway, it's a celebration of 30 years of The Undertaker. So we got some burning questions to talk about. First off, who was the greatest rival for The Undertaker? Omega?
You know, I've been thinking about this.
Mm-hmm.
I still don't know.
Do you have some names that popped into your head?
I mean, the names that pop into my head are the obvious names. Kane and Shawn Michaels.
Yeah.
There's a name people forget. Steve Austin was a rival of The Undertaker. They battled throughout that entire Attitude Era.
I mean, the Attitude Era was just a round table of A-list superstars who just traded off feuds with each other all the time.
A fancy-dancy round table?
No one will ever find your body.
Omega, as if anybody asks, you were visiting with me that weekend.
Yes, yes. I was in Canada.
Which is, yeah.
I mean, the Big Show, Paul White, was a rival, but I don't think he would be the greatest rival for the
Undertaker. No, no.
Just going by what Chad's saying. Mankind.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean,
they had the most iconic moment in
Hell yeah, in the Cell history. They had the pinnacle moment of the Attitude Era.
Yeah.
And I've seen how few teeth Mick Foley has left at this point because of that moment. Like the greatest rival for the Undertaker is, I mean, if you like, just to be like as real as possible here, like his greatest rival's been time, because the man has continued to defy his age, how long he's been in the wrestling business, for the longest time. Like how, like 10 years, like how long have we been calling for his retirement? How long have we been expecting it because of the years he's been getting on? Because he only wrestled one match a year, because, you know, we keep hearing about injuries and bad knees and et cetera. And he still kept going and putting on the big, you know, the best matches in, you know, on the WrestleMania card that year.
One would say that the leader of the Triple H movement, Triple H, would be one of his greatest rivals.
Oh my God.
No.
You do the movement command in chat?
I'm about to have a movement every time you mention that.
Get it out of my head, Omega.
Tim, what about you? Who's the greatest rival?
The most obvious name out there. Yeah, it's obvious, but it was his greatest rival. Kane. The Brothers of Destruction.
So we know The Undertaker by many different personalities and personas. Which one's the most underrated?
Mean Mark Callis.
Why? Tell us why. Please elaborate.
If WCW had done it correctly, they could have really made something with just the, you know, just taking the thought and the idea of naming somebody Mean Mark. They could have made him as unstoppable as anybody.
But if you would stick to The Undertaker, which is the most underrated
persona. Version of The Undertaker. Yes. Is there really an underrated version of Taker? Really, seriously.
Some would say the Ministry Era was underrated.
I don't know.
I mean, that's why this is a roundtable, so, because there's a collection of opinions where that might be a thing.
Lindsay, in the chat room, by the way, everybody, don't forget, The Rack, Thursday nights, 10 o'clock Eastern time with, Lindsay Ward as your host. She'll be doing, her thing, and you should tune in like we all do. But she says Biker Taker gets zero love. And I think it's a case of, Biker Taker is now part of nostalgia, and he did, we did see a little bit of Biker Taker at, WrestleMania. Did we not?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody popped for it. So does that mean Biker Taker could be considered underrated?
What do you think, Omega?
I mean, we talk about Biker Taker like that's like literally just the entire run, and that's not. When he came back as the American Badass, yeah, he's his badass face, but he heel turned after that and became a completely different take on what he was.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that was after he got back in, that's when he got into better shape too. He came back, like, he was not in the best shape when he came back as Biker Taker. Like, the American Badass needed the American Gym.
So, I need to interrupt you. Can I clarify?
That's why he drove that American bike to the ring.
Gotta clarify some stuff for the chat room.
Go okay.
Chat. Biker Taker is not just the American Badass. Big Evil as well is in there. There are many forms of Biker Taker.
Yeah, when we talk Biker Taker, that is incorporating Big Evil, that's incorporating American Badass, that's the period where he was not dressed up like a funeral, like an actual Undertaker.
At one point they call him Booger Red because that's Jim Ross. He comes up with names that no one understands.
It's about the most southern you can go with that name. God, Booger Red just sounds like you have a nosebleed.
Because he went through long hair phase as Biker Taker, then he cut his hair.
Yeah, so, like, if you're talking, like, underrated era of Undertaker, like, it's not for me, like, everyone, like, because the nostalgia point for, like, the Biker Taker is the American Badass coming down to the ring to Kid Rock or Limp Bizkit. What I went back and looked at a few bits, and what he did as Dead Man Inc. was fantastic, because he had fire, and it was the first time you really saw like genuine like personality coming out of the Undertaker. He wasn't just this undead zombie who always had to talk slow and with this particular cadence. Like he got pissed off and he could show it. He got angry and he could show it. It's a very rare side of the Undertaker where even as American Badass, especially, like, he wasn't there yet. It was during that heel run where he finally started going, this is now a new iteration of the Undertaker. This is like, that's where it hit its stride for me.
Apparently the intern likes shaved hair Taker with the mohawk.
How dare you?
He was already told to go fuck himself.
You're one of those that like the skull mask too, weren't you? Kidding. As a kid, I liked the skull mask.
Now he's being told to go to hell. Okay, cool. He's making himself welcome in our chat room right here at twitch.tv/WTRLive. Make sure you hit that follow button. If you would like to subscribe, you can do that too by hitting that purple rectangle button below the screen. Also, if you have Amazon Prime to be example, you can link it to your Twitch account, and that's called Prime Gaming, and you can subscribe for free. Ding. So that's that question. We have one final question. If there is one match you could see happen with someone from today against The Undertaker in his prime, what would the matchup be? Omega?
Dear God, I have to pick one.
One.
Fuck, there's so many names in my head right now.
Now, to clear what prime Undertaker is.
Mm-hmm.
When his hips actually worked.
Oh God, that's way back.
When he could move.
You're talking like 1999.
No, he was really fucked up in 99. Let's go 2002 era, because that's when he was really moving, was when he was in prime shape. Not prime character, prime shape.
There's somewhere between Return of Dead Man and, like, the miracle matches with Shawn Michaels.
And those were miracles based on his stories. Lindsay suggests The Fiend as a possibility.
See, I don't want to see that as a match. I just want to see them pull out Undertaker for his 30th anniversary. You know, here at Survivor Series, and The Fiend just destroys him.
I think a lot of people want to see that, but probably not gonna
happen. You miss the chance to pass the torch, but anyone comes in there and just fucks with a dead man and gets away with it, scot-free. That's a statement. God, I'm trying to think, like, prime Undertaker. Like, there's so many good names out there, and I'm not gonna cheat and rattle a whole bunch of them off like Tim's going to do.
Hey! Did you read my run sheet or something?
No, I just know you.
Fuck.
Bray okay. Wyatt equals the only person to successfully kidnap the Undertaker.
I will.
And no one cared. Continue.
The one name that kept popping into my head is we're talking like a young talent facing the Undertaker in his prime that I thought that might actually work really, really well was Keith Lee.
You bastard.
Keith Lee, like, probably one of the most mobile big men I've ever seen in pro wrestling.
That was what, the first name that popped into my head when I read the goddamn sheet.
I read your book, Tim.
Which is amazing.
Not the cookbook.
Mankitchentv.com.
That was a live ball.
Yeah, it was.
Shit.
You still won the football game?
Yeah, the football game's still going on, and somehow the Eagles...
like 5 minutes left.
Somehow the Eagles are winning. Don't ask me how.
Just trying to figure out how that all... Never mind, here's a replay. How could Keith Lee remind you of Bam Bam Bigelow? Other than the fact that he was really well for a big man.
Undertaker versus Dexter Lumis. Undertaker versus Karrion Kross.
No, Tim, do you want to name off a few? Dozen?
The number one name that popped into my head, and I'm not kidding, and I'm not doing this just to make for a fun webcast between you and me, but the first name that popped through my head was Keith Lee. It really was. And the only other name that I would be coming up with, because I want to see the match, would be Drew McIntyre. Yes, well, I have become a Drew McIntyre fan with his return.
There's never anything wrong with Drew McIntyre other than his usage.
No. No, this is true.
I'm impressed, Tim. A little bit of restraint.
Why, thank you. He said, biting his tongue, because he doesn't want to rattle off all the names he had planned on rattling off because you called him out.
Hey, Tim, do you have any honorable mentions?
Does it count?
Rattle off some honorable mentions.
Well, we've seen Taker and Roman Reigns, but Taker was not in his prime.
Okay.
Samoa Joe, both of them in their prime.
I mean, announcer Samoa Joe versus Undertaker in his prime, that doesn't work so well. There's been many Randy Orton Undertaker matches. There's an untold story on the WWE Network. Go check it out.
I would not have even thought about naming Randy Orton in this situation because we've seen it.
Yeah, we've had too many chances of that. Tommaso Ciampa.
Ooh.
Adam Cole.
Yeah.
Kenny Omega.
Oh, God, no. Don't do that. Don't do that.
Now, since you brought him up, you could take Cody versus The Undertaker. That will sell out stadiums, brother.
No, you've opened up the can of worms, because now we can throw in Okada. Like, let's just go ape shit here. We'll just throw in everything. Hiroshi Tanahashi. Like, Japan's version of The Undertaker.
Oh, I got it. MJF versus The Undertaker.
Fuck you.
Come on.
You know what would be great? And I'm not even kidding. Would be like Orange Cassidy versus like Dead Man Don't Give a Fuck Undertaker. Like, what the fuck are you doing, Undertaker?
Orange Cassidy would get his ass kicked.
Yes, but it'd be hysterical. Like, if that was Dead Man Undertaker, like the one that went up against Jeff Hardy, it would be just like the funniest thing I've ever witnessed.
But we're forgetting the one that would draw in all the ratings. Demo God Chris Jericho. Versus The Undertaker.
Been there.
No, I said demo got Chris Jericho, because, you know, he's a little overweight and can't really do much. He just gets his ass kicked by The Undertaker. But everyone will watch.
Why are you mispronouncing that word?
What word?
Demagogue.
I said demo god. That's Chris Jericho's nickname. The demo god.
One of them.
Because he's in the demo for the 18 to 49 year olds for another month. He's the demo god.
No, never mind.
It's a dumb nickname. No, another dumb nickname is ratings ruler. Dumb nickname.
So what can we print on a shirt this week?
Pretty much.
Free lunch.
And do a song and dance. Prime Abyss was thrown in there. That would have been good. Prime Abyss, Prime Undertaker. That would have been good. But I think we've figured out opponents, come to a conclusion, which means our show's over. That's your cue, Tim.
Oh, is that my cue? Thanks everybody for tuning in tonight. We had fun. We hope you did too. The week's just starting, however. Tomorrow night, immediately following Raw's post show.
Yes, it's the Raw post show. Monday night, 11 p.m. Eastern.
And, I'm gonna plug it twice because it's so nice. 10 o'clock Eastern, it's another edition of the multi-time, multi-award winning The Rack Radio Show with the multi-time, multi-award winning host, Lindsay Ward. And she'll be more than happy to talk about James Mitchell and Paul Bearer or something. 10 o'clock Eastern Thursday.
Well, the news, the NXT rundown, and more. We'll have a discussion because there's no pay-per-view, so we get to do a discussion topic this week.
Ooh, there you go. And then, of course, Saturday midnight-ish, or as close as they get to it, another edition of The Wild, The Wacky, the group of guys that love to run the wrong way down a one-way street, CB Radio.
If you're going to do the bit, it's an eight-lane highway. Anyway, CB Radio Saturday nights, midnight-ish, CBRadioLive.com, GreatTheGreatDebate.com.
I thought that was crossing.
Yeah. Running.
Yeah, crossing. I didn't cross. I ran down the wrong way.
Well, if you're going to do the bit, do the right bit.
Well, there you go. Anyway, yeah, so that happens. Next Sunday night, we return 10 o'clock Eastern, 8 o'clock Mountain for another edition of WTR Sunday Night. The Greater Than Great Debate will be held the night before on CB Radio. We'll continue with our all-time greatest female character. And some more quick hits.
And we're going to dive deep into SmackDown next week.
Why?
You got to tune in and find out.
Nobody watches SmackDown.
Everyone watches SmackDown.
So that's your hint, everybody.
And more specifically,
you haven't been doing it. Make sure you watch SmackDown Friday night.
And more specifically, Roman Reigns.
Yeah. Okay.
I have a roundtable question for everyone next week. That's all.
That's
me teasing things.
Question.
That's me teasing the roundtable. It involves Roman Reigns and SmackDown.
Well, be careful. You know, if you keep teasing it, it might bite you. I know. That's what my mom told me when I was a kid. Anyway.
Follow us on Twitter at Wild Talk Radio, at WTR Sunday Night. It's Facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network, Facebook.com/Groups/Wild Talk Radio Network, and Facebook.com/WTR Sunday Night.
Yeah, and if you're on Twitter and you're not following me yet, smarten the hell up and follow me three different ways. You get dad jokes, just whatever's on my mind that doesn't make sense or does make sense. I'll be talking wrestling and sports as well at Flames Forums. If you want to get political, if you want to get incorrect, if you want to get uncensored, and if you want to get my take on all of the political parties. And my political incorrectness doesn't just stop at politics. It's everything. Follow at Voicing Sanity. And, of course, if you want to find out what my latest food creation is, follow at Man Kitchen TV.
I'm going to plug your stuff.
So, if you want to follow what I am doing throughout the weekend, I do keep very busy these days. You can find me under the name TJ Omega, unless you want to find me over on Facebook, in which case, go search for TJ Reviews. Everywhere else, you can find me at TJ Omega on Twitter. You can find me at TJ Omega over on YouTube with over 1,000 videos worth of content, updating at least twice a week now. And for a few more videos, they are exclusive to TJOmega.net. Also, be sure to follow me over on twitch.tv/TJOmega, where we're doing a whole bunch of live streaming all throughout the week.
That being said, I think we're done. Everybody have yourselves a great week. Catch you next Sunday night, 10 o'clock Eastern, 8 o'clock Mountain, for another edition, WTR Sunday Night.
Radio.com.